Well, good morning to you all. Some of you might already know that for the last week, just over 20 of us have been away to Sheringham in North Norfolk for an action-packed week of fun activities and some learning from the Bible. And we'd like to, this morning, tell you a little bit about it. So, first of all, I'm going to ask the children what their highlights of the week were.
Swimming in the sea.
Yes, we had fantastic weather, and we had the opportunity to swim on quite a few occasions. Was it cold?
Yes.
Yeah. But they were very brave.
Okay.
We had a sandcastle food competition.
Absolutely. On the beach, I'll explain in a minute, but our theme for the week was Ready, Steady, Eat, because we looked at the meals that Jesus ate in the Bible, and as part of that, we had team names that were food-related, and we had the opportunity to make models of that in the sand.
My favourite part was driving a boat.
Yes, we went to the Norfolk Broads and had the opportunity in teams to drive some boats, which was fantastic. Did we all manage to stay on a straight path?
No.
No. But that's part of the fun.
Seal watching.
Great. Yeah, we had the opportunity to go out on a harbour to see seals. And how many did we spot?
One.
It wasn't the time for seals, but we enjoyed it nonetheless.
My favourite part was going shopping for sweets.
Say no more.
Driving the boat.
Okay, yep. I think we all enjoyed the boat. That was fantastic.
Driving the boat.
Okay, yep, absolutely.
Driving the boat.
It's a bit of a theme here.
Absolutely everything.
Oh, say no more.
Climbing up a tower,
okay. So we also did a few other things. We had a photo treasure hunt where we went out in teams and took some clever photos of different things. We had a scavenger hunt and many other activities. But aside from that, we also had a week of Bible teaching. And I'm going to turn my back on you just for a second, just so you can observe, and some of the leaders as well, our T-shirts, because on the back it says, Ready, Steady, Eat. And that was our theme for the week, because we looked at four meals that Jesus ate with his disciples and the passages that tell us a little bit more about who he is and what he's come to do. So each evening was a talk. The first evening we looked at a meal that Jesus had with a sinner, a tax collector called Matthew. And we learned...
Jesus came for sinners.
That's right. He came for sinners, people that had done wrong things. Whether it's, we learned that we all have done things that are wrong before God. And Jesus, the good news is that Jesus has come for sinners. Secondly, we looked at a meal that Jesus had with some Pharisees, some religious people. And it was gatecrashed by a lady who came and wept at a sinful woman who wept at Jesus' feet. And that evening, we learned that...
Jesus comes to forgive sinners.
Jesus came to forgive sinners. And so the woman was overjoyed that Jesus had come. Then we saw Jesus with his disciples, his followers. And we looked at the Last Supper. And we learned in that evening...
Jesus died to forgive sins.
Yes, he said he was going to die to forgive us. But he didn't stay dead. That was the amazing thing. And he had breakfast with his disciples after that. And that tells us that...
Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive. Now, to sum that up, we also learn a memory verse, which we're going to perform for you now. Okay. Now, we'll probably require a little bit of audience participation at this point, so we'll hand them out. Okay, hold them out nice and tall and straight. Okay. Okay, we might need to space out a little bit, Will, if you just head down a little bit, just so we can all see. Okay, and we'll read it out together as a congregation, okay? For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Now, keep them held up. Now, there are a couple of difficult words in there. Something that I had to learn for myself at the start of the week. There's the word righteous and the word unrighteous. Well, that just simply means righteous, we've done no wrong. So Jesus, the righteous one, lived a perfect life. He didn't do anything wrong. On the other hand, we're all unrighteous. Even though we try to do our best, we try and do good things, but there's even small things that we do wrong. We might lie or disobey our parents or not be very kind to our friends. So we learnt that Christ, the righteous one, died for the unrighteous, for us, so that we can be friends with God forever. Now to close, we've got some actions to show you to help us to remember our memory verse.
Christ died for sins, once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. 1 Peter 3, verse 18.
Okay, let's give them a round of applause. And after the service, we'll have a little slideshow on the walls to show some of the fun and exciting activities and the photos of what we got up to. Thank you very much.